Using the internet. Just about anything you can think of is probably on the internet somewhere. Windowize makes it very easy to research and interact with this information. Windowize works with two different web browsers, Internet Explorer, also known as IE, which is Microsoft's own web browser and typically comes with Windows, and Mozilla Firefox. Firefox does not come with Windows, but like Internet Explorer, it is also free. For this section of the tutorial, we will be using Internet Explorer version 8, which at the time of this recording is the most current version of the web browser. Windowize 7.5 will work with Internet Explorer 9 when it is released, and in fact may already be released by the time you listen to this recording. To begin with, let's open Internet Explorer. Just like with any program on your computer, there's several different ways you can do this. In my case, I'm going to go to the Start menu and type the word Internet, and that should bring up the shortcut for Internet Explorer.
Start menu. Search box. Search programs and files. Edit box. I-T-T. Internet Explorer.
Okay, there's Internet Explorer. I'll just press Enter here to open that.
2%. 37 links. 2 on click. 6 headings. Link skip to main content. Link window.
My homepage is set to gwmicro.com. The homepage that comes up in your browser will probably differ from mine. To get to the GW Micro website, press Control L to move to the address bar of your web browser and type www.gwmicro.com and press Enter. Assuming you have a working internet connection, then the GW Micro website will open in your browser. Windowize uses something called browse mode when you're working with pages on the internet. This is because information on websites can be divided up into visually pleasing elements. For example, you might have a bar going across the top that has links to some common website features. You might have another one going down the left-hand side. And the meat of that information may even be broken up into columns or tables or something that visually looks nice, but if you were to read it from left to right, wouldn't really make all that much sense. These web browsers weren't designed to be operated with the keyboard. They were designed with sighted users in mind, who typically just move around, click things with the mouse, and can scroll the web page with it and so forth. So we created a feature in Windowize called Browse Mode. Windowize actually creates an invisible area that you can move around with your keyboard that reflects the information on the web page. There's a few differences between what you find in this Browse Mode buffer versus what's actually on the screen. The most important difference is that you can actually navigate this with the keyboard, just like you would in a word processor. Second is that the information displayed has been decolumnized. That means that the sidebar, the top bar, and any kind of tables or any other information that's been put into nice little columns has been undone so that you can use your up and down arrow keys to read it and the information will actually make sense. The other difference, which we'll show you shortly, is that the Browse Mode buffer lets you move to specific web page elements like headings, forms, links, tables, lists, objects, quotes, and so forth. You can turn Browse Mode on and off with Control-Shift-A. I will press that now.
Browse off.
And it said Browse off. If I press Control-Shift-A again.
Browse on. 37 links, 2 on click, 6 headings. Link rail display.
So when Browse Mode is off, then anything you do with the keyboard interacts directly with the web browser. When Browse Mode is on, you're actually interacting with that virtual buffer. And depending on what you do inside that virtual buffer, Windowize will pass that action along to the browser. For example, if you were to move to a link in the buffer and press the Enter key to open it, Windowize would tell Internet Explorer that you're trying to open this link, and Internet Explorer will do that for you. The same goes for Firefox. Now that Browse Mode is on, we can arrow through this web page just like a document. Let's press the down arrow a few times to show you what I mean.
Link low vision, link support, link training, link GW Micro unleashing the power of your mind's eye.
And we can go back up with the up arrow.
Link training, link support, link low vision, link rail displays.
And similarly, we can use the left and right arrow keys to read character by character.
R, A, I, L, L, E.
Just tapping the right arrow. Let's tap the left arrow.
L, L, I, A, R, B.
And we can use the control arrow keys to move by word. Let's press control right.
Displays, low, vision, support, training.
And we can press control left to go back.
Support, vision, low, displays, braille.
And we can use page up and page down to move by larger chunks. This is usually 24 to 25 lines, depending on how the web page is organized. Let's press page down.
Link low vision, link support, link training, link GW Micro unleash.
And again.
Link training, link catalog, link find the dealer.
And again.
In 46,825.
And now we're at the bottom of the web page. That's what that little ding was that you heard. And we can press page up a few times to move back to the top. Or just like with any other document, we can hit control home to do the same thing.
Top.
We can also issue the read to end command with control shift R. And that will start WindowEyes reading the contents of the web page.
Top link, skip to main content, link WindowEyes, link note takers, link daisy readers, link rail displays, link low vision, link support, link training.
And I just hit the control key to silence the speech. Let's move back to the top of our web page with control home.
Top.
Just like with word processors, we can also select text using our shift arrow keys and our control shift arrow keys. Let's do shift right a few times to select some characters.
S. Selected. K. Selected. I. Selected.
And control shift right arrow.
P. Selected. 2. Selected. Main. Selected.
And we can even unselect some of that with control shift left arrow.
Main. Unselected. 2. Unselected.
And we can select whole lines with the shift up and down arrow keys. Let's press shift down a few times.
Link to main content. Selected. Link WindowEyes. Selected.
And we can read what's been selected with control shift M.
Link skip to main content WindowEyes.
So as you can see with Windows in general, a lot of the commands you learn apply to all sorts of different applications. So if you learn how to do something in one program, chances are it will probably work in another one. And remember that the ability to navigate and select text with your arrow keys like this in your web browser is because of browse mode. If browse mode is off, then these commands won't work. We can also move to specific elements on a web page. Let's move back to the top with control home.
Top.
And we can hit L and shift L to move forward and backward by link. Let's press L a few times.
Link skip to main content. Link WindowEyes. Link note takers.
And we can hit shift L to go backwards.
Link WindowEyes. Link skip to main content. No link.
Now notice we heard no link. That's because we were at the first link on the web page and we tried to go to a previous link, which of course doesn't exist. The same thing would happen if we tried to move to the next link on a web page and there weren't any more to move to. So L and shift L move between any kind of link on the web page. V and shift V will move forward and back by visited links. Let's press V to see if there are any pages on this website we've already visited.
No visited link.
Okay, no visited link.
No visited link.
And I hit shift V to see if we have any other visited links going in the opposite direction. If the page does have visited links, which as the name suggests are links to documents you've already viewed, then WindowEyes would take you to these links. Now, as you heard, we have quite a few links up here at the top of the GW Micro page. What if I wanted to skip past all of that and get to the first real block of text? That's easy enough to do with X to go forward to the next block of text and shift X to move to the previous one. You can define what WindowEyes considers to be a sufficient block of text to move to, and we will discuss where to do that later. Let's press X, and this will move us past this whole series of links and any other elements that might be in the way of the text.
Text size.
Okay, the first thing we got to was text size, which is actually the first block of text right after the series of links that we were looking at. I can press X again.
Welcome to GW Micro.
Welcome to GW Micro. That's the next one. Shift X will move us back up to the previous block of text.
Text size.
Now we're back to text size. I can press Shift X again, and it should tell us that there is no more text to move to.
No text.
And it did. You can also move by web elements called headings. A heading lets you separate different sections of text, and there are 6 levels of headings, 1 through 6. Heading level 1 is seen as the top heading, heading 2 is smaller than that, 3 is smaller than 2, and so forth all the way through heading level 6. So H and Shift H will move forward and backward by heading. Let's press H to see what headings we have on this website.
Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro.
Okay, there's welcome to GW Micro. We can press H again.
Heading 3, link shopping cart order online. Heading 3, general links. Heading 3, social networking. Heading 5, link online ordering Visa, MasterCard, Discover accepted.
As you can see, the GW Micro website uses headings to divide up the sections of the web page. And notice that we heard the different heading levels on this page. If you want to move to a specific heading level, press the number of the level that you want to move to before you press H or Shift H. For example, we had several heading level 3s, and then near the bottom, we had a heading level 5. if I wanted to move to the heading level 5 directly, and if I were at the top of the page, which I will go to now,
top,
I can press the number 5 on my keyboard,
5,
and then press the letter H.
Heading 5, link online ordering Visa, MasterCard, discover accepted.
And doing that skipped over the other heading levels and took me straight to the heading level 5. This kind of navigation is extremely useful, especially on news websites that use headings to divide up the sections of their web pages. Many news web pages may have some advertisements and general links that sighted users can just skip over, and then maybe about halfway down the page you'll have a heading 1 or 2 that actually denotes the start of the article you want to read. I could press the down arrow key a bunch of times, or the page down key a few times, until I reached the part of the web page I wanted to look at. Or I could press 1 followed by H or 2 followed by H to move to the first heading level 1 or 2. Again, not all web pages use headings, but most of them do, and if they're implemented properly, you can really zip around these pages, sometimes even faster than sighted users. WindowEyes also fully supports forms embedded in websites. Just like paper forms, a web form might have a series of different controls that ask you some questions. For example, you might have an edit box asking you for your name. You might have a combo box that lists the month and day that you were born. You might have a group of radio buttons so that you can check whether you're male or female. A checkbox that says if you're married. Things like that. WindowEyes has several different ways you can quickly move to these types of controls. The most generic way is to move to any control, and that's accomplished with C and Shift C. Think of C for control. Let's move to the top of this web page and see if we do, in fact, have some controls.
Top.
Let's press the C key.
Search GW Micro, edit box, search gwmicro.com.
Okay, we have a search box. Let's press C again.
Search button.
And again.
No control.
So we only have two controls on this particular website. We can go back with Shift C.
Search GW Micro, edit box, search gwmicro.com.
And we're back on the search edit box. So you might be wondering how to enter information into an edit box, for example, when browse mode is eating up all of your hotkeys so that you can navigate through web pages. To do that, press the Enter key to activate the edit box when it has focus. Since our cursor is on the search edit box, I can press the Enter key now.
Browse off.
And now I can type into the search box.
T-E-S-T-I-N-G.
And I can use my left and right arrows to read what I just typed.
G-N-I-T-S-E-T.
And I'm pressing the left arrow to do that. I can also hit the read line command with Control Numpad 5.
Testing search GW Micro.
It said testing search GW Micro. This read the current line on the screen. In this case, the search GW Micro button is immediately to the right of this edit box, and that's why we heard its caption read back to us. If there were other fields in this form that I needed to interact with, I could press the Tab and Shift Tab keys at this point to move through them, and I could do the same thing even if Browse Mode was still on. Let's go ahead and turn Browse Mode back on.
Browse on. 37 links to unclick.
There are some controls you can actually interact with without having to turn Browse Mode off first. These are checkboxes, buttons, and radio buttons. If you land on a checkbox while Browse Mode is on, you can press the space bar to check and uncheck it. Similarly, when you get to a group of radio buttons, you can press the space bar on the button that you want to check, and if you find a button, you can press the Enter key to activate it. Or if the form you're in has a default button set, for example, this form does, it has the search button set as the default button. That means that when you're in the edit box, instead of having to tab over or click the search button, you can just press the Enter key. Pressing the Enter key while inside an edit box will activate whatever the default button on that web page happens to be. If you find a combo box or a list box, though, you will have to press the Enter key to turn Browse Mode off, and then Alt down arrow to expand that combo box or list box, and then you can arrow through it to move around the choices in that combo box or list box. Just like with headings, we can be even more specific with controls. Let's move to the top of our web page.
Top.
Let's pretend that our web page has a whole bunch of different controls. Let's say we have a series of 10 checkboxes before the first edit box. If I wanted to move straight to that first edit box, I can enter what's called control search mode. And this is done by pressing the N key. And when this mode is on, you can tell WindowEyes what kind of control you're interested in moving to. In this case, to move to the next edit box in the browse mode buffer, I can press N followed by the letter E. Let's do that now.
In control search mode. Testing search GW Micro, edit box, search gwmicro.com.
And that took us right to the edit box. Similarly, Shift N will enter control search mode going in the opposite direction. Now let's say I want to go straight to the first button on the website. I will press the letter N to go to Control Search Mode.
In Control Search Mode.
And press the letter B for Button.
Search Button.
That took us right to the Search Button. You can be even more specific than this. Let's move back to the top of our web page.
Top.
Let's say I want to find the first unchecked checkbox. To do that, I will press the letter N to enter Control Search Mode.
In Control Search Mode.
Press U to look for an unchecked control. And then X for checkbox.
No unchecked checkbox.
I could do the same thing by looking for a checked checkbox by pressing N.
In Control Search Mode.
C for checked. And then X for checkbox.
No checked checkbox.
Or if I just wanted to move to a checkbox, I could press N.
In Control Search Mode.
And then X for checkbox.
No checkbox.
Or to get really fancy, let's say I wanted to find the fifth unchecked checkbox. To do that, I will press the letter N.
In Control Search Mode.
The number 5 for fifth. U for unchecked. And then X for checkbox.
No unchecked checkbox.
So when you happen to know exactly how a form is laid out, for example, the first thing you're interested in is the third edit box down and then the fourth checkbox after that, you can very quickly jump to that. While this control search mode is on, you can press E to go to an edit box, B to go to a button, X to go to a checkbox, O to go to a combo box, R to a radio button, I for a list box, or A for the next control after your current position. Now this control search mode will only stay active until you enter a character it doesn't recognize. Let's say I accidentally enter control search mode with N.
In control search mode.
But then if I hit the letter Q.
Q. Not a valid key press.
It'll say not a valid key press, and we can use our regular browse mode hotkeys like we normally would. If we had just done a search for the fifth edit box on our web page, if we pressed N and enter again, then that would cause WindowEyes to look for the next fifth edit box down from our current position. You can also press D and Shift D to move to the next and previous different line. For example, if you're on a text line and you hit the letter D, then WindowEyes would take you to the next line that is not text, for example, a link. Likewise, if you're on a link and you press D, then WindowEyes would take you to the next line that is not a link. And there are three types of lines you can be on. You can be on text, links, or controls. S and Shift S will move us forward and back through lists, and T and Shift T will do the same for tables. P and Shift P will move you to the next and previous paragraph. Let's press the letter P to see what happens.
Heading 3, you are here, link home.
And let's press P again.
Text size on click, zoom in, enlarge text on click, zoom out, condense text.
And again.
Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro.
And again.
Since 1990, GW Micro has been a trusted pioneer in the adaptive technology industry.
And we can also go back with Shift P. Another useful feature in WindowEyes Browse Mode is the ability to move to the beginning and end of elements. So press the left and right bracket to move to the beginning or end, and then press the letter that represents the type of element you want to move through. For example, if I wanted to quickly move to the end of this current paragraph, I could press the right bracket key, which is 2 to the right of the P key, and then the letter P.
And continues to lead with innovative, customer-driven solutions.
And now our cursor is at the end of the paragraph. If I wanted to move back to the beginning of the paragraph, I could press the left bracket, which is 1 key to the right of the P key, and then the P key again.
Since 1990, GW Micro.
The left and right bracket keys aren't just limited to paragraphs. You can also apply these to tables, lists, forms, and any other type of element that has a beginning and end. WindowEyes also allows you to move by what it calls place markers. Place markers allow you to store a specific line location on a web page, and then be able to get back to it very quickly when you come back to that page. One of the things that makes WindowEyes stand out is that we don't just blindly look at this position on the web page. We also not only store the line number that you are on, but we store the text that is on that line. So if you go back to the page and the text we're looking for isn't on the line that it was before, WindowEyes will actually search for it. Of course, if the text you're looking for has been removed from the web page, then we won't be able to find it and your place marker won't work anymore. You can save place markers for a specific web page or for an entire domain. A specific web page might be an article on your favorite news website, and the domain might be the news website itself. On every GW Micro web page, we have a footer at the bottom of the web page that lists our contact information. Let's say you wanted to quickly be able to find the fax number, regardless of which web page you're on. To do that, you could set up a place marker for the domain of gwmicro.com. So no matter which web page you are on at GWMicro, the place marker would always work there. Let's quickly show you how this works. I'm going to move to the bottom of this web page with Control End.
Bottom.
And up arrow until we hear fax.
Link support gwmicro.com. Link orders GW. Link sales G. Hours MF. Etst. Hours M. 260489-2608. Fax.
Okay, there's fax. Since we're on the fax line, if I press the down arrow now, we will hear the fax number.
260489-2608.
Let's say I want to go ahead and make a place marker here at the fax number. To do that, place your browse mode cursor on the line of text you want the place marker to be, and press Ctrl-Shift-K to bring up the place marker dialog. So let's move up to the line that says fax.
Fax.
And press Ctrl-Shift-K.
Name efax edit box. Dialog plasma occurs. I beam.
Now I'm in the place marker dialog, and this dialog lets you do many things. It can be a relatively complicated dialog, but it isn't that bad once you understand what all of this means. The first edit box you are in is just called Name. This is the name of the place marker, and you can call it anything you like. This is just here for your own reference. I'm going to type in GWFAX.
GW space FAX.
And let's tab.
Hotkey number H1 combo box 2 of 10.
Once you create this place marker, you can give it a hotkey number. You can have up to 9 different hotkeys. You can hit the jump to place marker key followed by this number and move immediately to this specific place marker. Now you can define as many place markers as you want, but you can only jump to the first 9. I'm going to go ahead and leave this as hotkey 1.
Temporary Y checkbox checked.
And I just pressed the tab key. We're now on the temporary checkbox. Do you just want this place marker to exist for this session of WindowEyes? Since this is checked right now, then as soon as we close WindowEyes, our place marker we just made will go away. To make this permanent, uncheck this box with the space bar. And that's what I'm going to do right now.
Space. Uncheck temporary wide checkbox.
Tab again.
Auto read lines L5 edit box.
So now it says auto read lines. When WindowEyes jumps down to this place marker, how many lines of text after the place marker should WindowEyes read? In our case, there are 2 lines. There's the line that says fax itself, which is where our place marker begins, and below that is the fax number. So we're going to change this from 5 to 2.
2.
And then tab again.
Applies to web page radio button checked 1 of 2.
So do I want this place marker to apply to just the web page or the domain? Again, the domain here would be www.gwmicro.com, and the web page would be the specific page on GWMicro that currently is open. For example, we're on the main page, so if I went to another GWMicro web page, say on the support website, and tried using this place marker, and I set the place marker for the web page, then it wouldn't work anymore. But if I set it to domain, then it will. And that's what we want to do. Press the down arrow to select domain.
Applies to domain radio button check 2 of 2.
So tap again.
Place marker text tfax edit box.
Place marker text. This will begin with the line of text that you were on when you brought up the place marker dialog. But if for some reason you decide that you want to look for something different, you can replace the contents of this box with the text that you want it to look for. In this case, fax is just fine, but say you're on a search website and you want to move straight to the results. The line at your browse mode cursor might say something like, search results found 592. That probably wouldn't be very useful because you don't know that you're always going to have 592 different search results. In this case, you would edit this line so it just says search results found, so that regardless of how many results you get, the place marker will continue to work. So let's tab again.
Position relative to line number only radio button checked 1 of 3.
Position relative to. We've got our place marker set up, so how do we know that WindowEyes will still be able to find this, or in fact that the place marker will still be valid? The first radio button in this group is line number only. This would take you to the line number, whether the text was there or not. This usually isn't a very good way to do that on web pages that happen to change very regularly, so we've given you 2 other options you can use. Let's press the down arrow key.
Position relative to line number and text radio button check 2 of 3.
So this will take you to the line number if and only if the text on that line still matches the text that I put in the place marker edit box. So WindowEyes will go to the line number in the place marker, verify the text is still there, and if it is not there, then WindowEyes will say that the place marker was not found. If it is there, then WindowEyes will take us there. Let's down arrow again.
Position relative to line number and text search radio button check 3 of 3.
Position relative to line number and text search. This is the most powerful option. This tells WindowEyes to go to the line number on the web page and start searching for the text, and if it is there, stop searching and move the browse mode cursor there. If the text is not found on that line, then WindowEyes will start to search for it. The way this works is that WindowEyes will start searching, going in wider patterns. For example, we will start looking one line above where the place marker was defined, and if not found, we'll look one line below it. If that's not found, then we'll look two lines above, and two lines below, three lines above, and three lines below, and so forth. We will keep expanding out in either direction until we find the text, or we've reached the limits of the web page. That's what I'm going to choose because we do update the GW Micro website very regularly with information and product updates and things like that. So let's tab again.
Add entry a button.
And if we're happy with how we've set up this place marker, we can press the space bar to add this entry, and we can start using our place marker. Let's go ahead and do that.
Space. Names and GW fax list box 1 of 1.
And that's done. And now we can just press enter to close the place marker dialog.
Fax.
Let's actually go to a different page on the GW Micro site by first pressing Control Home to go to the top.
Top.
And let's tab a few times until we get to a new link that we're interested in.
Link skip to main content. Link WindowEyes.
Let's go to the WindowEyes page by pressing the enter key.
49 links, 2 on click, 7 headings. Link skip.
Since we're still in the gwmicro.com domain, our place marker should still work, even though we're no longer on GW Micro's homepage. Since we labeled this place marker as number 1, I can press the number 1,
one,
followed by J to jump to the place marker. And let's see if it works.
Fax 26048926608.
So even though we've moved to a different part of the GW Micro website, our place marker still worked and WindowEyes was able to find it, and it read the two lines exactly as we wanted. If you have multiple place markers defined for a web page, you can also use K and Shift K to move forward and back by place markers. Since I only have one place marker defined so far, K should tell us that there are no more place markers to go to.
No place marker.
And indeed it does. So now if I go to the bottom of the document,
bottom,
and then hit Shift K to go to the previous place marker, we should land back on the place marker we just created.
Fax 26048926608.
And we did. Another very powerful feature in WindowEyes browse mode is the Insert Tab dialog. Let's press Insert Tab.
Links at supportgwmicro.com list box 51 of 51 dialog 51 links. Supportgwmicro.com list box 51 of 51.
We're now in the browse mode navigation dialog. When you hit this hotkey, WindowEyes will show you the list of all of the links on the web page in the order that they appear, and this is presented in a list box. So you can up and down arrow through all of the links on the web page, and when you find the one you want, you can press the enter key to activate it. And just like a list box, you can type the first letter or the first letters of the link that you're looking for. For example, if I wanted to quickly find the WindowEyes link, I can just type W-I-N very quickly.
W-I-N. WindowEyes 2 of 51.
And there's WindowEyes. If I pressed enter here, that would cause Internet Explorer to open this link. Let's tab around this dialog.
Activate link a button.
There's activate link, which is the default.
Focus link F button.
You can also focus link. So let's say you wanted to just move to the link, but not activate it. You can either tab until you reach this button and press the enter key, or press Alt F.
Cancel button.
This will close the dialog without actually doing anything.
Sorting order web page W radio button check 2 of 2.
This group of radio buttons lets you choose how the information you see in this dialog is sorted. By default, we choose the web page order, that is, the order each item appears on the web page. So in the list of links we just passed, all of the links were listed in the order that they appeared on the web page. Notice that the support link that we landed on was near the bottom of the page, and WindowEyes was the second from the top. If we press the up arrow key,
sorting order alphabetic P radio button checked 1 of 2.
So now the information we see in that list box will be sorted from A to Z. Let's tab again.
Information selection links L radio button checked 1 of 7.
And now we have information selection. This dialog defaults to showing links, but depending on the other elements that are in this web page, you can choose among them by going to this group of radio buttons. When you choose a different element, WindowEyes will display each occurrence of that element in that list box that we first landed in. There are 7 total types of elements that WindowEyes recognizes on this particular web page. Note that the number of elements you see will depend specifically on what's on the page that you're visiting. Let's press the down arrow key.
Information selection headings H radio button check 2 of 7.
Let's press the tab key and see what our list box of information displays now.
Headings S online ordering Visa, MasterCard, discover accepted heading 5 list box 3 of 7.
And now, instead of seeing links, we see headings. Let's press the down arrow key.
Social networking heading 3, 4 of 7.
And again.
Window Eyes feature list heading 3, 5 of 7.
And again.
Window Eyes links heading 3, 6 of 7.
Notice that the group of radio buttons that lets you choose the type of information you see in this box comes right before the list. So you could just press the Shift Tab key to move back to that.
Information selection headings H radio button check 2 of 7.
And choose something different. For the sake of demonstration, let's down arrow a couple more times and look for a different type of element.
Information selection lists I radio button check 3 of 7. Information selection anchors N radio button check 4 of 7. Information selection forms O radio button check 5 of 7. Information selection controls Z radio button check 6 of 7.
Okay, here's controls. Let's tab, and now we will see all of the controls on this webpage.
Controls S search button list box 1 of 2.
And we have two controls. We have the search button.
Search GW Micro edit box search GWMicro.com 2 of 2.
And the search GWMicro.com edit box. So this is just another way you can interact with elements on a web page with WindowEyes. Let's press the Escape key to close this dialog now. And now we are back in our browse mode buffer. There are two other features I want to show you with WindowEyes, and the first will help us get to the second. First is the Find feature. In the section describing how to use the mouse with WindowEyes, we showed you the mouse search dialog reached with Control-Shift-F. And this let you search for text on the screen, and if found, WindowEyes would move the mouse there. Well, when browse mode is on, Control-Shift-F does the same thing, except it lets you search for text inside browse mode. GW Micro has a tutorial test web page that we use to kind of show off the different ways WindowEyes works with the internet. And this page has an element that I want to demonstrate. Okay, so let's press that.
Find NFAX 1 of 2 combo edit box. Dialog find.
So what I'm looking for is the word tutorial. So I'm going to type that in now.
T-U-T-O-R-I-A-L.
And press the Enter key. That will initiate a forward search.
Found link launch WindowEyes quick tutorial Micromedia flash required.
That's not what we want. Just like with the mouse search, we can press Insert F to repeat the search.
Found link tutorials.
Let's press it again.
Found link tutorial test page.
There it is. Let's press the Enter key.
9 links, 1 table, 22 headings. GW Micro.
All right, we are now on the GW Micro tutorial test page. The element that I want to demonstrate is the table. As you heard when the web page loaded, there is a table on this page, so to quickly move to it, I'm going to press the letter T.
Table 1 Travel Expense Report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during August trips to San Jose and Seattle. Star 10 rows, 5 columns.
So we can arrow through this entire table just with the up and down arrow keys, but WindowEyes provides a much better way for navigating tables. To do that, press Control Shift Equals.
Table 1 Travel Expense Report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during August trips to San Jose and Seattle on R1C1.
Now you can use your insert up, down, left, and right arrows to review each cell of the table. Let's press the insert right arrow a few times.
Meals, hotels, transport, subtotals, last column.
And notice we heard last column. When WindowEyes table mode is on, it will respect the boundaries of the table so that you don't accidentally leave it when you didn't intend to. The same would happen if you tried to move above the table, or below the table, or to the left of the table. So let's press insert left arrow a few times.
Transport, hotel, meals.
Now let's press insert down arrow to read down the meals column of this table.
Entering body.
WindowEyes just told us that we're entering the body of the table, so we were just looking at the headers, and we are now in the body of the table, which actually has all of the information. So let's press insert down arrow again to start reading what's in the body of the table.
37.74, 27.28, 65.02.
Let's press insert up arrow to go back to the first entry in our table.
37.74.
There it is. Let's press insert left arrow to see what else is on this row.
25.97.
Okay, there's the date. Insert right arrow again.
37.74.
There's the meals expense that we just saw for that trip. Insert right again.
112.00.
And again.
45.00.
And again.
Last column.
And there's our last column. Now this is a very simple table, but if you wanted to hear different types of header information as you moved around each cell, you can press Control-Shift-H to rotate through all of the different header reading options that we give you. Let's do that now.
Attribute only. column title, row title, column or row, column and row, RXCY, no title, attribute only.
Let's try
column title.
How about column title? Now let's press insert left arrow a few times and see what happens.
San Jose 25 ARC 97 transport 45.00. San Jose 25 ARC 97 hotels 112.00. San Jose 25 ARC 97 wheels 37.74.
That information makes much more sense, especially if this table is big and we don't happen to necessarily remember which headings apply to which column. To exit table mode, we can press Control-Shift-Dash.
Table off.
And it said table off, and now we're back in our regular browse mode buffer. There's one other feature I want to show you, and to do this, let's move back to the top of our webpage.
Top.
And I know that this webpage has some bolded text on it, and in fact, we even say the word bold for the bolded text. So let's press Control-Shift-F to bring up the browse mode search dialog box.
Find editorial 102 combo edit box.
And type the word bold.
B-O-L-D. Found this text is red and bold.
Now our browse mode cursor is on a line that claims that the text there is red and bold. We can verify that by pressing Insert E to open the Element Properties dialog. And this acts exactly the same way as it did in Microsoft Word.
OK button. Dialog element properties description colon static text left paren abbreviation right paren font colon verdana size colon 12px style colon bold foreground colon red background colon shade of pale blue R165G207B247 default OK button.
So the Insert E dialog lets us review specific attributes of the element that has focus underneath your cursor in browse mode. Let's press the Enter key to close this dialog box. If you're on a web page that likes to refresh itself a lot, for example, it may have a lot of ads or content that's updating regularly, it might be hard for you to read that information. Windowize lets you tell your browser when these kinds of refreshes should be allowed and when they should not be. Press Alt-Shift-M to cycle through the available options.
Suspend flash. Suspend off. Suspend all.
So you can suspend refreshes whenever there's flash. So if there's flash content on the web page, then your browser won't be allowed to refresh the web page on its own. If you turn suspend off, then the web page will refresh whenever it feels like it. And if you set it to suspend all, then Windowize will tell your browser to never allow the page to refresh itself. Also note that this only works with Internet Explorer. If you're using Firefox, then page refreshes will happen regardless of this setting. Firefox doesn't have the ability to let Windowize control this feature to the degree that we can with Internet Explorer. There are plenty of other navigational commands available to you that we didn't even cover. For more information on those, you can consult the Windowize User's Manual, and specifically the hotkey reference at the end that lists all of the browse mode hotkeys. And even though we didn't look at Firefox, the way browse mode works there is exactly the same as it does with Internet Explorer. The menus and features that Firefox has differ from Internet Explorer, obviously, because the two browsers are different, but the way that browse mode works in either one is the same. Browse mode also works in other areas that have HTML-style views. For example, if your email client supports HTML text, there's a good chance that Windowize will let you read this with browse mode. The other area where you're likely to encounter browse mode is when you're in Adobe Reader, and you're reading a PDF that someone may have sent you. Also, if you own any products by Apple and use iTunes to manage your media library, you will find that browse mode works when you have to interact with the store, or when you're creating an account, or searching for items within iTunes. So even though browse mode is primarily designed to help you with the internet, you will find that you can apply what you just learned to other applications that use web views. So now that you have a basic understanding of how Windowize works with the web, let's move on to the next section.